Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Robbins in the bank. First down and 10. And McCall here, Pruny with the block, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown run. Brian Robinson, first as a 49er.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Harlan on the call. Brian Robinson gets his first touchdown.
Man, I would have lost. I wouldn't have had it to week 9.
San Francisco 49ers, they win 34-24 over the New York Giants. And, you know, we're talking about Mac Jones's performance yesterday. He was very efficient. And, you know, you were saying, what's going on with Purdy, Jones? Who's going to quarterback? What do you think about this? This is George Kittle after the game yesterday about Mac Jones.
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty sure he's had the confidence. I think he's just, opened up to the boys because we're a very supportive team. We're a very inclusive team. We like to do things together. We like to hang out. Mac is an honorary tight end. He just has that juice to him. He has that energy, that kind of free-flowing love. So Mac fits in perfectly with our locker room. And then all he's done is, what's his record as a starter? 5-2? Yeah, pretty good. I just want Mac to keep being Mac, and he's helping our team out tremendously. And, you know, if he feels like he gets to be himself more with us, that makes me extremely happy because, you know, that's what my goal is. I don't want guys to feel like they have to fit a certain mold. Like, our mold is high energy, high effort, play as hard as you possibly can and hit people really hard. And if Matt can just be himself out there, that's fantastic for us because when people are just allowed to be themselves, I think that's when they are at their best.
All right, that was George Kittle. Next question should have been, so he's better than Brock, right?
He was giving his boy love.
Yeah, he was. Is Brock Purdy an honorary tight end? I think not.
Well, Kittle, 4 for 32 yesterday, Stoney.
And Christian McCaffrey, 28 for 100+.
He's good. Well, I was rushing the ball.
Exactly, and that's Kittle.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Two out of three games where the running game has been, man, I'll give that to you.
This is George Kittle on spreading the ball around.
Mac's doing a great job about seeing the field, and it's what's when 8 guys catch the ball, that means that Coach Shanahan has trust and belief into 8 guys and multiple guys on our offense, which is good. It's better when we spread the ball around and not just force feeding 1 or 2 guys. Like Christian's going to get his, his reps or, his touches. But when you can give the ball to other guys and they're continually making plays and guys are selfless about it, like no one's complaining like, I only got 2 targets a day. But hey, if you catch those 2 targets, you're moving on. That's a great way to have a healthy offense and a way to, score, what do we have today, 34? Love it. Love 34 points.
I mean, because he caught himself, and McCaffrey's his dog, but Sonny, this offense is McCaffrey, you know? And you saw that last year without him, where he only gave you four games, and how, you know, bad and terrible that season was and dysfunctional the offense was. But I see him finessing and playing. He's saying the right stuff, and you got to have – you know, that's why we don't know what was behind Jennings being upset. Was it targets, lack of targets, but what have you. Jennings looked healthy. McCaffrey's your guy, Stoney. And right now, you said it, it's not just on the ground. It's in the receiving game. But, you know what, six, seven other guys caught balls, but they're not going to just force feed one guy. But I would tell George, well, you got to do, because 23 special.
Yeah, I mean, clearly McCaffrey's going to touch the ball 25 times a game.
Man.
And it's the other guys that Kyle wants to vary, I think. And that's what he did yesterday. There were a lot of guys catching the ball, no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners beat the Giants 34-24. Yeah. To me, they won handily yesterday. And now they play the Rams. Brock Purdy has missed the last five games. What do you want Kyle Shanahan to do? What do you think he'll do? What should he do? Are the questions that we're probably going to be facing this week. And
do you make anything of Brock traveling in regard to him getting better?
I don't.
Wow, I took that as he's close.
Well, he traveled last week in Houston, I believe. So he's traveled two straight weeks. I would think that the toe probably wouldn't be a reason to keep you from flying, but I could be wrong. But I don't know how close he is. I don't know how close Brock thinks he is. I don't know how close Shanahan thinks Brock is. But
don't you want to see what the offense looks like with Brock now? I do. And that's no shade at Mac, but I want to compare and contrast now, because you can say, goo, you got it. You know what it looks like. But we only got this year's version in Seattle and the debacle that was the Jacksonville game, because that wasn't Brock's best game. But there's nothing that has you like tingling to kind of see what it would look like.
That's
look different?
The problem. Let's just put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Echo.
Nobody's tingling talking about this team, saying when Mac Jones finally stops quarterbacking and Brock Purdy is healthy, we are going to go on a run. They're kind of on a run without him. And Evan,
that's fun.
I want to ask Evan something, and you, but
yeah, go ahead.
You got it? Is there any, if Brock's, do you have any hesitation about putting Brock back in against the Rams? Do the Rams factor in to your decision at all?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, I think the only thing that's factored into their decision this entire time has been the toe. So if the toe is 100%, then he's a go. The opponent shouldn't matter.
Right.
But what this is setting up for is Brock to come back, potentially fail, and everyone wonder why you went away from Mac.
True. And that's the conundrum.
Yeah, but for us and what we do, Kyle and the rest of the gang, they shouldn't give a damn what we say.
Of course not. I don't think Kyle does.
Yeah, but Evan's right. It's going to be holy hell in regard to what we do in fielding calls and Texas.
And that's why I don't think Purdy's playing Sunday. I really don't. I mean, this is where, like, I get it. You're playing at home.
Yeah.
And the Rams aren't, the 85 Bears, but this is not going to be an easy game for the Niners. And if Brock Purdy,
even if they had Brock, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be easy. It wasn't easy last time. They scored 17 points in the first half and ended with 20, won the game. But damn, Steiny.
Here's the bottom line. What's the line?
Three and a half Rams.
3.5 Rams.
Yeah.
Do you think if Wednesday Kyle Shanahan says, we're going with Brock Purdy, the line changes at all?
I got to believe that. I'm being real. That line would go to 1.5 Niners. I got to believe that. I got to put some respect on Brock's name.
I don't know. It wouldn't change the bet I'd make. In fact,
well, that's a different question now. But in
a crazy way, if the Niners are getting 3.5, in a crazy way, I'd feel more confident betting on the Niners with Jones than with Purdy, if only for, I don't know what Purdy is right now. Not sure. But if he's healthy, I guess he's got to play.
Yeah, and there's a part of this that Brock could think he's healthy, and that's enough. That's enough to get him on the field in the start. But what you don't want to see is what he can't control, man. And maybe that's why Kyle is preaching the Morris Day part of this, Donnie, the time. Give him more time to heal. But what if he comes back and he can't last but more than a quarter? Like, all that's on the table. Then at that point, I think it's Mac's show for the rest of the way.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is Mac Jones talking about the confidence he has right now.
I'm pretty confident in myself. I think I've had my, I'm not going to say issues, but I've been having my up and downs with that. And I really just stoned it down to just believing in myself and believing in Kyle and the system here. And the guys just let me be myself, which is kind of different than what I've had in the past. So I appreciate that. And it takes, I say all 33, all 11 on offense, defense, and special teams. So really just thought we had a good team win. As always, we'll watch the tape and get better, but definitely feel comfortable and I'm not going to lose confidence in myself.
All right, that's Mac Jones.
Do you take go ahead, Stan.
No, I was just going to read a text.
Go ahead.
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. Steiny, you're being a bit Pollyannish about the Rams game, which I respect from a game-by-game perspective, but big picture, this would be an NFC-altering win. There's no doubt. You're right.
Oh,
if the 49ers beat the Rams on Sunday, then they are in control of the division.
That's what I was saying an hour ago.
I just think it's asking a lot.
No, the ask is, there's no doubt, but they probably wouldn't want it any other way. But, I mean, man, and this would be the second time you beat the Rams and that would constitute a sweep? I mean, my goodness. And if I'm the Rams, I've been thinking about this James Brown game, the big payback, ever since we fumbled the ball and did everything wrong in that overtime loss, losing 26-23. But can you break down, Mac, what do you think he meant? Was that from a play-calling standpoint? I'm in a place to where they let me be myself.
I think he was talking about kind of what Kittle said.
Yeah, which I'm trying to get a breakdown on.
Well, I think some reporter probably went to Mac Jones and said, Kittle says that, you're really being yourself and they love who you are and this and that. And then that's kind of how he answered the question.
I couldn't imagine being in any type of group, sporting team or whatever, Stoney, part of anything. And you got to conform or be something you're not or act different. That can't be fun at all.
Well, unless you're in head case, then I'd want you to act different. Like, I bet Pat Riley wanted Jimmy Butler to act a little different.
But then that causes a clash. That's not fun for
bottom
the person.
Line is you can't be a head case. You got to fit in. They just mean the good aspects of your personality that they're willing to live with. But I don't think, I just think they love Mac Jones's personality. And that's why he feels at home with this team, I guess, right now. Let's go to Depeche. Hey, Depeche, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, doing well. Good morning. Always enjoy your conversation.
I just want
to lean in on some commentary about Mac Jones versus Brock Purdy, Rams game, should he start or not? I think Brock Purdy, if he is healthy, should start the game, irrespective of whether we win the game or lose the game. Obviously, I want us to win the game. But even if we lose the game, he is our quarterback, and we need to go forward with it. And this concept of he hasn't played 5 games or 6 games, he may be rusty. By that logic, no quarterback should start the first game of the season because they haven't really played. So we play him, we win, great. We don't win, he's still our quarterback. I think we play the long game here. And, I heard, I don't know, it was you or Guru, what if he said, if he plays, I want to compare the two. I don't want to compare the two. There's no comparison here. He's our quarterback. And compare implies we have doubt about the long play of Brock Purdy's career. I think Brock is our quarterback. Let's play with him. Win, lose, full support for him. And I'll take your comments on the other side. I think this rust conversation may be overplayed because every quarterback starts the first game of the season with no game behind them for that season. So, gentlemen, enjoy your conversation always. I'll take your comments on the other side.
Appreciate the call. I think that's one way to look at it. I almost think you could say play the long game, which is Purdy's under contract. So the long game is you do what is only right for right here and right now. And Brock Purdy's a big boy. He can adjust. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7. The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was feeling Depeche what he was putting down, but where I would differ with him, Stani, is this is not opening, week one, where everybody's on the same page, rust or not, everybody has not played football. Brock Purdy, Depeche, has missed 5 straight games, and no matter when he comes back, and he may pass it with flying colors, the test of rust, Stani, but if he doesn't, that rust can be a pick six in the first quarter that could cost you the game. So, obviously he's going to play through it, but when you talk about right now, Brock Purdy not being behind the eight ball of not being inactive, there's no way. The game has gone on. The games have kept coming, and Mac Jones has been playing, and Brock hasn't. You got to allow for rust or for, Brock Purdy, and maybe we don't even see it with the naked eye, but Stani, if you tell me, Brock starting this Sunday at 125 against the Rams, if I'm the Rams, I'm thinking, man, maybe it might take him a quarter or two to get that rust off.
How many quarterbacks would this not be even an issue for?
Now, when you say issue, rust or getting the job back?
Getting the job back.
Jalen Hurts.
How about Lamar?
Dak Prescott. Baker. But what they don't have I guess I'm giving Mac Jones, because Mac is not your prototypical backup, Stani. This dude was a starter.
And maybe what we're finding out,
50 or 50 more under his belt, and took a team in his first year out of the draft to the playoffs.
Okay, that's ancient history. Okay. All right, that's ancient history. And that's just kind of the way I like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brock Purdy got paid. Okay, he got paid. He deserved everything he got till the moment he got paid.
Okay?
He got paid for the Super Bowl. He got paid for the season after that. He got paid for a couple good years.
Facts.
Congratulations. Now you're paid. we don't owe you anything right now. We owe you what your paycheck says we owe you. And that's the way I would look at it. And I'm sorry, if Kyle Shanahan does not believe that Brock Purdy right now is can play at a level that Mac Jones is playing at, he cannot play the guy. That's the way I would look at it.
I got to give that to you, but I do feel like it will take Kyle being that stern, or maybe that's not, it won't even take that. It'll just be a conversation. But I feel what you're putting down. But, and again, no shockers. I mean, you feel like right now with everything that's going on with the injury to the both quarterbacks, or that Mac is the healthiest quarterback.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. And this is the out that Kyle, I think, has left himself.
You know, we're trying to ease Brock out there into practice stuff, but I mean, anytime you're dealing with this turf toe, it's something that probably won't fully go away all year. You know, it's, regardless of when he comes back, he's going to always have to deal with it a little bit, and especially the people you talk to have gone through turf toe. So it's really about just assessing when's the best time to come back that you have to deal with it the least, and it's a little bit of a tricky decision.
Well, I'll tell you how you deal with it the least is you don't play him yet. That's how you deal with it.
But
the least.
And you can hide behind. You don't even got to hide. That's not cool. I said that. But the bottom line is you could finesse it to where there is a benefit, Stoney, because Brock's getting more time to heal. Question is there enough time left in the season for him to be healed and serviceable? And every day that goes by, I'm starting to think not.
Let's go to Amp in Orinda.
Amp us up.
What's up, Amp? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, it's Hamp, but don't worry
Bye,
about
Hamp.
It. Who cares? I'm just some guy.
Hamp!
I'm just some guy.
Nah, you're the man.
But listen up, man. First off, we got to figure out what the pest you're smoking on. I need some of that. What was his analogy? No quarterback should start the first game of this. What does that even mean? What are we going to do in week one then? All right, anyway, here's what you do. This is an absolutely massive game for us, all right? Like you guys said, we don't know what Brock is. We know what Mac is. He's shown himself as a guy who can lead a team to victory.
I think I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going, but I'm going to let you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you roll with Mac, and then we'll bring back Brock against the Cardinals the following week when we're facing Jacoby Brissett and that pathetic team. We beat the Rams this week. Man, we are in pole position in a stacked NFC West. It's all scenario planning in this business, gents, and we ain't taking that risk this weekend. So, hey, that's Hamp. I'm out, baby.
Yeah, Hamp. Don't be a stranger, Hamp. Yeah.
I got to defend my man, Depeche. There's only one Depeche, right? Depeche Mode. But, Stoney, he was just saying every quarterback at the start of the season's rusty. That's what his point was. But I hear, what was it, Hemp?
Hemp.
I thought
Hemp was going to come in with, you go with Purdy Sunday against the Rams, and if he doesn't look good, yeah, just always go back to Mac.
Well, you can.
I mean, why
not? That's a reality. No, like, I got you.
That's where I thought he was going to go, and I was thinking, it's not the craziest. Like, that's the thing.
Would you do that?
Well,
this ain't high school. Like, if you go to a guy and he's healthy, you can't.
Evan, what if you get a first half of Jacksonville, though, and you already have Jacksonville in your mental Rolodex? Now it's like, okay, weeks later, we got to just pull the cord. Because we can't have four quarters of that Jacksonville. Maybe two, but not four.
Well, then he shouldn't have been on the field in the first place. Like, the whole reason you're in this position is because you played him against Jacksonville when clearly he shouldn't have played. So
see,
if he's back out there
is
again.
Is that Evan Steiny? Was that, who, is that Max?
I don't think it's fault.
For thinking he could play?
Give him credit for playing him. It led to Mac Jones. He's playing chess. Kyle. No, I...
But somehow they do win this game. That's another story. But damn.
I mean,
if you win the game, how do you go to Brock?
Well, and sweep the Rams. He's 7-3.
No, I agree. But I also think, if Brock Purdy's, let's say Brock Purdy's healthy, and it's one of those things where Kyle says, you know, when he's healthy, he's going to play. So he's healthy, he's playing against the Rams. They lose. He doesn't look great.
Oh, man.
All Kyle Shanahan's got to say is, you know what? The toe's not ready.
No, I got you.
Okay, so then you can go back to Mac Jones.
But even then, that would be the smart thing to do with the rust factor, all of it, and the big rat on the table is the fact that we yanked Mac out after he was, you know, 5-2.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say yanked him out because that's where Kyle Shanahan can do anything he wants right now. And if he wants to start Purdy, he says, Brock's healthy, he's starting. If he likes Mac Jones right now, then he says, Brock's not fully there. And, like, he can do that for a while if he wants to, or he can put Brock back in when he thinks he's 100%. And if he isn't, then you make a decision after that particular game.
Yeah, this is Stani. We've been together 8 years. I'm very uncomfortable. The TV just had your appearance on, KTVU. So while you were talking, I'm looking at you, and then there's another you up there on the – but you went away.
That's too many for you, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This from the Boxer and Gerst. Like, do you think – I don't want to put this.
You got somebody all hot and bothered, and then you went away from her. You were going to read it.
Yeah, but I hadn't screened it yet, so I didn't want to. Sometimes I get halfway through a text, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't.
Okay, I got you.
So that's what I was saying there. Christian McCaffrey on the 49ers start after the opening drive.
It was good. You know, I think coming out strong is always important to us, but I think when you look at the duration of a football game, you know, it's just important to keep emphasizing with our team just to stay emotionally sharp throughout the whole game, mentally sharp throughout the whole game, so that, you know, you can score 7 points early and then might not get another op till the fourth quarter. So it's all about just taking it one play at a time.
That was Christian McCaffrey coming off another big boy game, over 100 yards rushing. Bunch of catches again, and the 49ers go to 6-3 with a 34-24 win over the New York Giants, and let the discussion begin this week about who's going to be the quarterback on Sunday against the LA Rams. I mean, the other thing is there's no hiding it or sugarcoating it. The 49ers they either have a decision to make this week, or they'll probably have a decision to make pretty soon, and by they, I mean Kyle Shanahan.
So, we're three smart gentlemen, you, Evan, and I, and the listeners. How much of, because Americans love the path of least resistance, right? That's what I've known and learned. So, how much of your thought on this, Donnie, the opponent? Obviously, Arizona's not good as the Rams, but like Evan said, if my number one quarterback's ready to go, I don't care if we're playing King Kong and Godzilla, he's going to be my starter. How much of this is about an easier foe?
Well, we can talk about the opponent, and because Evan doesn't believe that should be a big factor. I've got some thoughts on that. Also, on the other side, I'll bring you some news regarding the 49ers. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.